Om Shanti. Are we all satisfied with percentage of our power of concentration? Or you think it can be better? Or you find that sometimes it's very, very high. Percentage is very high and sometimes it's difficult. Because it's not just concentration of mind or concentration of intellect. Because in Laukik world, a lot of people have concentration of intellect. But that ability of concentration is not necessarily in an all-round capacity. They might have concentration on their expertise or their subject or their task. But when it comes to general concentration, I think that they find it very difficult. They have lot of thoughts, excessive thoughts. But for Brahmins, the understanding of concentration is completely different. These days, no translation? Which language? Spanish? Somebody is there? Yeah, it's coming. Yes, louder. Our ability of concentration is, say, definition is completely different. Because concentration brings clarity. You can see clearly. And when you can see clearly, then definitely when you have to decide something, you have to do something. Then it comes from that power of concentration, ability of concentration. How I discovered power of concentration and enhanced that ability is really through practice of soul consciousness. Most of us are practicing soul consciousness 1 year, 10 years, many years. But whenever I can be what I am. If I can be just a point of light, experiencing my being as I am truly, with the ability that when I want to merge the thoughts, I'm able to merge. And when I want to emerge any thoughts, I can emerge. I don't need to memorize anything. I don't need to stress my brain or intellect. But still I remember whatever has to be remembered at the right time. I don't know how many of you have kind of understood this ability of that if at the right moment right answer doesn't come, at the right moment if you do not remember what you have, so you miss that moment. Yeah? Many times something happens and we decide to then say, oh, after a few minutes the feelings come and feelings say, it should have been like that. And I've been noticing that how it is important to stay connected with that moment, because you only have a moment to think right, to decide right, to discern in a right way. Just a moment. And especially, of course, when you have to do something, but even in our relationships, even one simple wrong word, it's like you miss, they say you miss the train, you miss the target. Many times Baba says, in the sense, when we have to communicate in the sense we're not talking, we're not conversing, but still we have to interact with someone. And to appropriately interact in a way that you're interacting and you're saying what is the need of that soul or need of the moment. It should match, you know. There should be kind of alliance of it. I remember that Janki many times mentioned that, I really miss that. You know, that's miss that moment in the sense of, let's say, whatever is the need of any soul. And you say no after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or even in 2 minutes, what is the need, if that can be fulfilled, will have 10 times appreciation than if you do it after half an hour. Have you noticed that? And somewhere, for me recently, I'd been saying that it could be only 2 minutes time difference, and then I say, I could have thought that, or I could have said that. That would have been more beneficial. So the concentration here is where you are connecting properly with the events, situations, people in a proper way and an appropriate way. So this really comes from, as I said, as much you practice to be your own self. Because that's where you are at ease, you are very comfortable, you are in self-respect. Otherwise we have to kind of, you know, say it becomes a little bit stressful. Concentration could become stressful. And I find concentration is something which increases joy, happiness, and lightness. Power of purity definitely is very important, and power of silence. Our concentration is connected with purity, inner purity. And the definition at present of purity is that nothing should be adulterated. Our thoughts shouldn't be adulterated by past impressions, by what someone said, or purity of thoughts is which is coming from the true self through my innate qualities. That kind of purity, I think, is very important. And then that helps you to change subtle attitudes or sometimes habits, you know. Because some of the habits are not very royal habits. During our conversations, sometimes we could, as Didi, you know, Manmohini used to tell me that if someone says an instrument, that this one is like that, he is like that, she is like that, so your drishti and attitude towards that soul is not a blessing, but rather it's a curse. So I said, what do you mean it's a curse? She said, because you're telling that soul that you can't change. And I still remember whenever I have to say so and so, and then I say no. Whatever that soul is, there is transformation, there is change. But to hold an attitude towards anyone is really your own energy internally will not become pure, it's adulterated. More we realize that whatever we are holding may not be in a negative way, but holding and then speaking about that. I think these two sanskars are very, very common in Brahmin family. But if you really pay attention that no, I have to have a higher vision towards every soul, so that my vision and my attitude can help that individual, help that soul to transform. So this kind of purity at this time, where you are not acting, whether in thinking, words or interaction, based on any impression from the past, as I said. Because then you are yourself stuck in the past. It's not you are stuck with someone's sanskar, but you are stuck with past. So when you will try to move forward, you will feel that there is a bondage there. Very subtle bondage is there. You won't be able to move forward. So concentration to me is an ability where, as I said, you are very much connected with that moment where you can get right answers, right solutions, right thoughts, right judgment. So one important thing happens through ability of concentration is that your general ability, all-round ability, you can call it your potential or your power, increases. Baba gives example that we all have all the powers, but to use right power at the right moment, when I need to stay quiet and just be a little tolerant if I try to confront. Or where I need to adjust. So whichever power is actually needed, whichever virtue is needed, it should emerge at the right time if there is good concentration. So your own powers and virtues which are merged within the soul. Jagdish Pai always used to say a good yogi means, used to use a Hindi word called yogyata. Yogyata and kushalta. He used to say that your ability to perform should improve every day. If you are true yogi, everyone should feel that your ability to perform whatever is there, whether it's task, whether it's relationship, whether taking initiative, whether cooperation. And he always used to say, because your yoga is with one who is almighty, no? So when yoga is with almighty, then it should give us all powers, it should give us all authority, it should give us all truth. So when I said that concentration has connection with creativity, what I meant creativity here is that you are able to perform, you are able to function, you are able to operate according to the need of that moment. We use the word, I felt the touching. Sometimes say, Baba touched me. But also to experience Baba's touching is when you have concentration. You think Baba only touch once in a day? Doors must be open inside, no? There must be constant connection of myself, Baba, my stage of perfection and my image in subtle regions. One time, I think I was in Russia last year, and they had a plan, and I went to offer bhog to Baba. They wanted blessings. So Baba was asking, you think that you all plan first or I send plan from there? It's God's plan which you are enacting, isn't it? Or you creating your own plan? That is why whatever we do is so different from the world. No? Sometimes we think that maybe they think big and we think small. But then you say it's drama, it's always different. Something we had thought 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and now we are acting. We felt the need, but it didn't happen. And then we say, okay, we always say drama, so it's happening now. So there is this deep connection there. Because as my stage is improving, I'm moving towards stage of perfection. Like when we say that Dadiji, once she shares a thought, it's not everyone is willing to implement it, but it does work. Now what's the capacity within that seed? Dadiji had thought in the morning, oh, I want to have a program for 100,000. She speaks it. Souls in the Gujarat say, why not? Within 3 weeks, that was the first program I was there, they had almost about 100,000 souls, just with one thought. Everyone got together, cooperation. It just worked. How many our thoughts get accomplished? And one thing is that when a thought is not powerful, it keeps coming back all the time. Powerful thought comes once and it happens. Like for me, anything I think little more, I immediately say it's not going to work. My sanskar is making me think, or my some kind of subtle desire is making me think. So I immediately drop that thought. Any thought or any situation which keep coming back and forth, I immediately say it's karmic account. It's a bondage. My mind is not functioning from that pure space, from that purity. Because when thought is coming from that purity, it doesn't need to keep repeating in the mind. During Brahma Baba's time, Baba used to give us training. One is training, but all other side, the practice, and that's the time when Baba's slogan of that you have to be child and you also have to be master. That means you should be very creative. Give ideas, give plans and talk about it. But once something is decided, then you just say, okay, I will cooperate and let the task be accomplished. Not to have, so this wasteful thinking, lot of thinking about even task, about any project, any service, you think too much, lot of power really is wasted. A good thought, a pure thought, it just comes and it has, you know, like arrow is shot. So that is why this inner purity and inner awareness of being in that state of being as you are in your love, in your peace, and don't allow external forces, external things to interfere into that. And then what will happen, that whatever is your part, see, concentration, clarity and abilities have deeper connection with part, there will always be different demand, expectations from us. No? It should be, isn't it? Because if you are improving, if you are progressing, then your part should also change, you know. So nothing then becomes heavy on intellect, nothing becomes like, I cannot do it. As I was mentioning, that this thought has so gone deeply in me, when Baba says, you are self-sovereigns and you are also world-sovereigns. So our abilities for my own self and my abilities to be a world sovereign, they have to be enhanced every day. No? My royalty, my purity, my abilities, power of judgment, they should keep enhancing more and more every day. Because sometimes we forget and we get so busy or concentrated in just the task. So the true concentration where your abilities should enhance, they don't improve. You have to separate yourself completely from the task sometimes and say, what am I becoming? Am I improving? Am I progressing? Am I seeing myself more complete? Aligned with time, good in relationships, good in relationship with Baba. So if you kind of integrate is one thing, but actually more should be done for the self and service automatically happens. But we do more for service and some of the self is neglected. This should never happen, because if service has to happen through the self, I am the one who is the instrument. So my quality should increase, no? So in a way, one of two other qualities come with this concentration is that when you have concentration, there is a kind of trust, confidence. So you can stay very detached and also an observer. Observer is really, you cannot be observer just through these eyes. You are more observing through your third eye. Because it's watching through these eyes. If you are only seeing through these eyes, you are watching. And when you are watching, you are absorbing, you are not observer. So these two abilities of how you can be, do everything, but still you are very detached. Because internally you know that this is what's going to happen and you have that confidence. So you can really, you know, as a sovereign, not sit back, but in the sense be in your position. So how much, see, detach is not creating a distance. Detachment is not avoiding, neglecting, overlooking, no. Detach is something which is a very high quality, which comes from purity. Because when it's a pure thought, you do not attach to that thought. If you are attached to thought, that's impurity, isn't it? So we used to see Brahma Baba was able to do service give sakash, and also whatever he decided, whatever he said. He was very detached. It doesn't mean he was not concerned. He was very, very caring and very, very loving, very caring. Who does what? Who didn't get this? Are you cold? Are you... very caring. Sometimes I think certain individuals, they don't even care for next person sitting to that. I am okay, I am protected, I am okay, I don't worry, I am detached. It's very hard, it's not caring attitude. And they think it's fine, you know, it's not fine. Our relationships are very pure relationships. When there was the theme of caring for the family. When you care, this quality of caring really comes from your purity, and you are detached but very caring. And when you are caring, you get lot of blessings from others. So there shouldn't be this fear. Sometimes I am caring, so maybe I am attached. No. This nature of caring for each other. So quality to be detached is coming from, then Baba said, lovely and detached. If you are truly detached, you will be image of love. So quality to be detached, you know, even if you can see the concentration of being detached with concentration, because you're moving forward. When you are attached, you can't move forward. You are stuck. You are repeating same things, thinking same thing. You are same person. If you are detached, you can move forward. No? Nothing is holding you. Same is, as I said, quality of being observer. And that's why we say the full quality we use as detached observer. Yesterday we were having, 2 days we had meeting on things to do with the films, like today we have YouTube. Today it's so easy. Everyone walks around with little camera, shooting this, shooting this, shooting this. But our meeting was about that we want to make some quality production. So we looked around, is there any 7 minutes good product on introduction of Brahma Kumaris? You will look all around the world, you will find many, but not really one specific 7 minutes worth. So we said, so many have cameras, so many have talents, but what is needed at this time? So we were watching certain things. No, we had some films and wanted to get... But what was needed is to be a detached observer. Concentration, definitely, because then only you get... Is the theme right? Is the subject right? Is the colors good? Is... I know some of them were producers in the room, in the meeting. Person like me, I mean, I don't know anything much. But in Baba's remembrance, in a pure state of mind, you allow your feelings to see, and then you watch your feelings, and then you, it's coming from that being. But if it is like, I have done it because it's from my country, it's because of this, you cannot be detached observer. So that means your judgment. Then I was remembering that when I was in university, since I was young in school, I always was a leader in the sense of, you know, I had health department, I had this, so because I'm a person of human concern, so I always got into you know, when it came to discipline, I was leader. When it came to punctuality, I was leader. But when I went for journalism, I remember that they had something and they asked me to be into, to be one of the judge. And I was a little bit hesitant because that was not my expertise. But my professor said, no, but we want you to do it. So I said, okay. So I sat in that, you know, be one of the judge. And after that I had to do it a few more times. And then I realized that, and I think I was in Gyan at that time also, but that's like just beginning. I had just come to Baba a few years ago and I still was in university, but I was always given these kinds of roles to play. And honestly, my personality, if I think of, must be old one, that I could be at ease, I can be just sitting and, you know, doing, in the sense of operating at different level, but if you have to play part, then you play that part. And this is giving me so much of understanding that why every Baba's child has so many potentials. And if we use the qualities, as I said, if you are a detached observer, then you can watch your own feelings also. There are many experts, they will express their feeling from that point of view. There might be some experts in a script, they will tell about that. So concentration here, as I said, is not, like my first experience with concentration was, because you are concentrating on something which you cannot see through eyes. When I first came and I learned meditation, I just joined university and I find my concentration just jumped so high. It was excellent. I just see something, read something once, that's it. I will never forget it. And I said, why? Then I thought, or Jagdish Bhai, somebody, we were talking, that when you are able to concentrate or feel, like soul, no, soul cannot be seen through the eyes. And the level of soul consciousness when I practiced, when I came in Gyan, and level of soul consciousness which I practice, feel now, especially recently, few months before, like could be just point of light naturally in a moment. I found that space and I found that I can do that. So the concentration at that time jumped into memories and it's a different kind of. And now when I find concentration, it's completely very enjoyable ability where I can be what I am and I might play my part, whatever part I has to play. We have Dadis as example, but I'm sharing from my experience. So again I will say that it's very deeply abilities. In golden age, to build a palace, this person will not go to college to become an architect or to become a contractor or... No skills will be learned in golden age. There are no universities. But it's only because our stage is Satopradhan. So what is emerging there is really from stage of Satopradhan, right? So if we connect same now, that if in golden age, whatever you are learning is not learning in the sense of from external source, but it's coming from your Satopradhan state. Satopradhan stage and the intellect of Satopradhan state and the mind of Satopradhan state. Even you won't use word concentration, but it's that Satopradhan stage emerges those abilities in different ways. But at confluence age, we have to reach to that stage, no? Like I was sharing with small group yesterday that we give course, we give lessons, right? But one thing we should not forget, Baba says, because soul is tamopradhan, so tamopradhan soul cannot easily understand knowledge which is so pure. So what I have to help that soul, which Baba used to explain us, that as much your intellect becomes satopradhan, you will understand the truth as it is. So understanding of truth has nothing to do with a good intellect. One time one of the sisters, we went to a new country, thought, oh, this is a knowledge all the priests should take. So she went to all the priests of that country and they just said, no, I don't mean, there was so much ego there. She thought they should be the first to recognize God because they are so brilliant in scriptures and religion and all that, but they, no. So ability increasing because the soul is becoming satopradhan. Our organization is run by the leaders, abilities emerging from their satopradhan stage. Not intellectual capacities. You understand? So at this time, we should match our concentration and pay more attention that if I want to be a valuable instrument to God, it will come from my satopradhan stage. It will come from my purity. You don't have to struggle. Somebody said to save money, I had to read book to see how to save. Yes, there are books out which will teach you, but simple formulas which we learn in yagya can teach you to have run a good budget. So we should always remember, Mama used to say, no, we used to say, Mama, there are so many Laukik people, they are so quiet, they are so royal, gentle. And here we have people who are so rough and, you know, and they are God's children. Mama used to say, you are inculcating divine virtues and they have virtues. Alaukikta, you know. So sometimes we get drifted by thinking that maybe by learning this course, learning that course, learning that course. I mean, I have one or two sisters used to teach a lot of self-management and her whole life was so disorganized. When I went in her room, I said, what about the management of your own life? Any little thing happened, she started crying. I said, what is now management? You go and give talks in big companies, but what's happening to your own life? Baba teaches us self-sovereignty, self-governance, self-management. Those are words, vocabulary, maybe style or how to, you know, when you say 5 points, people like it instead of a talk. So these are styles which are adopted. No? But the truth which we have, so I always request every Brahmin, I said, increase your quality. Don't get focused on this. I am giving courses, I have to be more intelligent, I have to maybe a good IT person, or maybe I need to have 100 students. They will come, 100, 200 will come, thousands will listen, but there needs to be that essence. So in other words, no, when we say this is a very concentrated product, so you put one drop of that whatever stuff and you add one glass of water because it's concentrated. So how as a soul, two experiences, one as I said, just be that entity and be what you are. So you are very comfortable, you are very relaxed, very much at ease, very natural. Because sometimes it looks like Brahmins are trying to grab knowledge from somewhere. I said, from where? For what? Before I still could read a one chapter or two chapters, when this whole management thing began and I had to do a lot of things with them, so I had to read fifth discipline, this, that. And now even I can't finish one chapter because even before then I know exactly. Government adopts policies, I immediately knew how far they will go. Because Baba has taught us what is sustenance, sustainability within an organization from where it comes. Doesn't come just because you are brilliant or you have... No, it comes from some inner powers. So I would say in Brahmin life, concentrate on your own self. Don't always think concentration is on something else, somewhere else. It's on your own self. More you are focused and more you have concentration within your own self, as I said, your abilities, your powers, your capacities, whether as finding solution, answers, new ideas, vision. And what is most important is to have a vision. I still remember for Peace Village, I just had 3 minutes and I had a vision. I said, that's it. I knew it's going to come, it's going to run. I didn't have to really, you know, until now I just say it's Baba's magic. Now when you have concentration, that means you go in and be in that pure state of being, you will have a clear vision. Somebody called me in some city, come, we have seen a house, it's big, big. And I generally don't like, my nature is, let them see what is good for them, then I say, look, this is good or not. How will people learn to discern? So I told them, go on the stage, see, did you ever spoke on the stage? Go and sit in the hall and feel last kalpa, were you there or not? And so 5, 6, 10 demonstrated, then say, oh no, I don't feel we were here. So vision comes from both ways, purity, but identically, because it had happened last kalpa and it must happen, it matches, you know. So vision, my vision statement in companies and all that could be collective purpose and outcome. But our vision comes from our purity. And also it's a concentration, because when you have vision, like for me it just comes in 2, 3 minutes, that's it. And I say, oh yeah, it's done. You exactly feel this, you were here last kalpa and you will be here. You're repeating your part. I know that Dadi is coming any minute, but I also... Maybe I sit on another chair because it's time for meditation, she will come. I want to kind of take you into that space a little bit for 5 minutes, you know, so that since I find that I have found more to be in that space as quickly I can be, I find that the level of operation automatically increases, you know. So that we can inspire the world, we can, whatever we do, our organization, the way it grows, its principles are unique. Everything we do is different. But it's coming from Baba, it's coming from truth, and it has to be seen from success of my life, no? Not success of work, but success of my own life. It's all right if there are 100 students, 50 students, but still I'm struggling with my sanskar. Rather, it's fine. Outside is good, but what about with me? But if you more concentrate on your efforts, like Baba said, love for efforts, more whatever will be done will have that quality, excellent. So it's 7 o'clock, I will just connect, and then as Dadi joins in meditation, I suggest everyone to sit straight and very relaxed, and it's okay to take long breath and release. and see you are not holding anything in your body or in your mind. And very gradually just go in and enter from and get focused, becoming aware. Of your own eternal existence. I can see. And feel that I am this point of light, very, very sparkling. And as I merge everything and be a point, and go very deep, and for experiencing that depth, connect it with your breath. So that if there is any stress, any sorrow, any heaviness, get released. So that you can experience yourself. Your true self. Take these vibrations deep within your whole being. And let this light be extended as a beautiful aura of light around you. So that there are no pulls, there are no thoughts. So that I can go in this silence, total silence. It's just I, there's no one else. This inner space is my inner world, and I stay there. To enjoy my own being, to enjoy inner peace, inner joy, pure love. It should go so deep that there is harmony between soul and body, so that every part of the body experiences peace, experiences love. is just the awareness. And through awareness is the reality. In silence, you discover your truth. In this silence, whenever I am ready, I can bring Baba in this inner space also, to be in his company, to be in his presence.